This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. Tuia Ngario o te hapore. And also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM, Otago Access Radio and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host today, Vanessa, and I'm really glad to be here. And I'm going to talking to you today all about finding that balance between mental health, mental and emotional health, and physical health, and how they intersect and how they affect each other. I know we've talked about this quite a few times in the past when we've talked about Te Whare Tapa Whā and about how the intersection between physical health and mental and emotional health really, they affect each other quite a lot. And we all know that. But I just wanted to have a kind of a chat about kind of the things that we can do, things we can prepare ourselves for, stuff that we can kind of give ourselves a little bit of a break on, like, and actually go, hey, this is how it is. I need to stop beating myself up about it. I can actually just kind of try and find a way through and we will get there. But before I get into all that juiciness, I want to have a quick word about our sponsor, Progress to Health. Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers. And to achieve that, we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, don't worry if you missed any of those contact details for Progress to Health. I do play that ad again at the end of the show. So stick around, listen to the show and grab a pen and paper while you're listening. And you'll be able to grab all those contact details for Progress to Health if you think, hey, that sounds like something that would be really helpful for myself or for someone else you care about. So, as I was saying, I want to have a chat about the intersection between mental emotional health and or mental emotional well-being and physical well-being. And like so often we know some of the things that we need to do to look after our mental and emotional health is looking after our physical health. There's that whole, I'm going for my stupid walk for my stupid mental health, that meme, which is so true. And I know so many people, and I'm definitely one of them, that has that whole feeling of like, I can't believe that I have to go for a walk and I can't believe it makes me feel so much better at the end of it. Not so much physically, like after a period of time, yes, you definitely physically feel better. But actually mentally, emotionally wise, like you just feels better. And one of the things that I know is that for myself and so many people I talk to is that it's a whole thing of like when your physical health is impacted by something, whether it's seasonal colds and flu, maybe you have a broken bone, maybe you're having nausea from something, maybe you just haven't had like some good food or you've had some bad food or whatever's going on, or you stub your toe or whatever it is that happens, or you've reached that level of over 30, over 40, over 50 where you sleep wrong and you wake up and everything hurts. It really has an impact on our mental and emotional well-being. And it's one of those things that I think we don't recognize it enough and actually do things like be gentle with ourselves and be really kind of proactive in the doing some care around it on not just the physical side, but the mental and emotional side. Because we know so often the things we say to ourselves as we're going through something, it's like showing our attitude about it. It's telling ourselves how we're going to deal with it. And so if we have a negative or non-positive, sometimes it's not even negative, it's just non-positive. It's like we're just talking in our head over and over about how much it hurts, or this is really bad, or if I hadn't had that, it would have been better. And so it's not going, hey, I've got a head cold, I feel yuck, or actually it's, you know, it sucks to hit your funny bone in your elbow or your stub your toe. And I'm kind of laughing because I'm like, I'm picturing myself, like it's the facial expressions people make when they do those things, because like especially hitting their funny bone, it hurts so incredibly much. Like it actually is not great. It's like a very unique pain. It's reasonably fleeting in comparison to a lot of other things in life, but it's like in the moment, it takes you out. So if you were having a great day and then all of a sudden you randomly bump into something, or you stub your toe, or you hit your funny bone, or my classic is talking and going to take a drink of hot drink and miss my mouth because I'm not paying attention and smack the edge of my cup into my teeth, which is very uncomfortable. That can take you out of that happy mode, right? That can put you into, you know, your body kind of flares up with this whole, oh, alarm, alarm, you know, something bad's happening. And especially if we have had in the past any trauma, any physical trauma, where like pain has been like definitely a warning sign of bad stuff happening. Quite often what happens is when we have some pain, we're kind of, we go into this, we don't even recognize it. Like we go, it's not so much fully fight or flight, but you go into that sort of zone of protection. And it's, this is what your brain is made for. Your brain has been programmed through millennia of evolution to have, if bad stuff's happening, to flood you with adrenaline and cortisol and like get you moving so you can get away from the bad thing. And it will make you focus on that because that's generally, so back in the day, if a saber-toothed tiger was running at you and you were trying to run away and it's like you had bare feet and you're going on rocky ground, actually being able to just cope with running over the rocky ground and like keep moving if you're in pain was really important, right? Because if you stopped, the saber-toothed tiger might eat you. And so when stuff happens, it might not get to that full level, which is quite often how I describe being in major anxiety or going into a panic attack, is like I'm being circled by a tiger and I feel like I'm about to be eaten, right? It's like I feel like I'm about to die. And so that's that high level. We're talking about right at the beginning of that, like not at that full level. It's just that we don't, may not even feel like it's worry or anxiety. It's just like, ah, it's a bad thing. It's not good. But what happens is that actually if we don't recognize what's internally happening for our thoughts and our feelings, and then recognize what our thoughts are ongoingly while that's going on, like especially if you've got a physical illness, like so you break a bone or you get a cold or a flu or you get a stomach bug, how we talk to ourselves while that's going on makes such an immense difference to how long it, not so much how long it lasts, but how long the effects of it last, if that makes sense. So say we get a stomach bug, right? Most people have either had a stomach bug of some form or food poisoning, or they've been around someone who has, so you have an idea of kind of like the absolute misery it can cause. And so depending on how it goes, it might last you 24 hours, it might last you 3 or 4 days, just depending on what's going on, how it's affecting you. And it can kind of depend on which end of you your body is trying to remove everything that's not good out of your system, or it might be both. And that is not fun. So you'll feel absolutely miserable and you won't be able to keep like food down. You won't be hungry, or you'll get really hungry. And if you eat anything, it comes straight back. You're going to want to not do anything at all. You might be in quite a bit of pain depending on how your tummy's coping. Your throat might end up feeling really sore if you're throwing up a lot. Like you just feel miserable, right? No one is going to be singing hallelujah and thinking the world is absolute the bee's knees while that's going on, right? But what we can do while it's happening is not beat ourselves up and not say not compare and contrast and say, hey, other people would cope with this better. Or we can actually go, hey, Like, how would we be genuine and gentle and compassionate if we had a friend or someone we really cared about who was going through that, and try and talk to ourselves in that way? Because what I found over many years of talking to people is that so often resilience comes from how not only what we think we're capable of handling, what we go, hey, I can get through this even if it's going to be really hard. It's actually how we talk to ourselves while it's happening, right? So if you're having these 3 days of like absolute misery, running to the bathroom constantly and just feeling horrible, and then of course you're going to have given up not being able to do all the things you had planned for that time, which could include work or social things, study. It could be like major things that you can't take part in. I know someone wasn't able to come to another really good friend's wedding because went to get there and had such bad stomach issues, actually couldn't get there and was actually really sick for multiple days and missed their wedding. And that was one of their really best friends, really close friends. Like, they weren't part of the wedding party, they weren't quite that close, but they were like, you know, friends for many, many years, and they missed the wedding because they were so sick. And so that was really hard on them. And it's how we talk to ourselves about it. Now, if we'd eaten food that we knew wasn't a good idea, it might be a case of like, oh, okay, yeah, so I'm reaping what I sowed. Here's the consequences of my actions. And then going, okay, so next time I'm not going to do that. It's not about beating yourself up and saying you're bad and wrong, whatever nasty things our internal dialogue quite often says to us when things aren't going well, right? Like, so those internal voice that says, you're stupid and wrong and everyone else is better than you and look, see, like, you did this to yourself, you got what you deserve. Like, that can all just tell that all to go shut up. Or whatever way it is that you find. It's like I sometimes just picture doing the hand gesture of like a, you know, the stop hand. Like, you put your hand up in front of you. I'm literally doing that in the radio at the moment, so it's not, you can see me. And it's that thing of like, hey, no. Like, say your name. It's like, so Vanessa is a really nice person. She does not deserve to be talked to like that. Like, find the way that you can be gentle, but like genuinely nice to yourself. And it might be that actually you're one of those people that you and your really close friends or family, there's a bit of swear words going on, and you're kind of like a bit of a rough kind of love. Like, you know, it's kind of like a bit sarcastic kind of love, and that really works for you, you can do that. That's completely fine. If you're someone who that actually doesn't feel like nice, like you can't, like the sarcasm still hits as like real, don't do that, obviously. Like, however you would talk to someone you really cared about. And it's like this, it's like that whole thing of this will pass as well, but actually it will pass when it passes. Like, we need to not give it a time frame. We do need to do all the things we need to do to look after our physical well-being while it's going on. So I'm not saying, like, you know, just be nice to yourself, but then push through and like go against doctor's orders or try and, like, you know, kind of avoid, like, not take care of yourself. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. Obviously, do the physical well-being stuff. So if you're really sick, stay home, get lots of fluid, get lots of rest. When you can, like, you know, do a little bit of movement, maybe get a little bit of sunshine if you can manage it. And by movement, I mean literally possibly just walking from your bed to the bathroom or the kitchen to get water. Like, that's going to be it. And it's just like finding those ways to like balance the physical self-care with your mental and emotional self-care. Because especially if you're physically unwell, some of the things you have in your regular well-being plan, you can't do, right? Like, if you have part of your well-being plan is go for a walk or go to the gym or go out and see people or go to work or go to study or achieve a certain thing, and then you're physically unwell and you can't do those things, that means that just the things that you normally put like into your pot, like to do your well-being, is less, right? Automatically, right? So if we picture it as the idea of, like, you know, a bucket of well-being, it's like you have to put a certain amount of things into your bucket to have it like half to three quarters to full to actually be having some well-being. And if it gets lower than half, like, you're feeling a bit crud, right? Automatically, your bucket is going to have less in it because you're physically unwell. Whatever physically is going on is going to make it hard to feel okay, right? Because you're just not going to feel mentally and emotionally well because there's like physical stuff going on and it doesn't feel good. But then you're not able, some of the things you'd normally be putting in it, like going for a walk, getting some sunshine, spending time with friends, achieving things at work or study, like whatever it is, you're not able to do. So it's not so much that's taking away or taking it down, but it's not putting it up, right? So it's not giving you that extra, right? And then sometimes the things we need to do that will help take so much more effort. I don't know about you, but that whole idea of like if I'm really sick, like whether with a head cold, the flu, I get chest infections, or if you've got a stomach bug, very definitely. Like being up and dressed, like having a shower and being out of my bedroom and not just lying down feeling miserable is really, really hard. It takes immensely more. It's like 10 to 100 times more energy, like physical and emotional energy. Like just doing it is so hard, right? It's such a drain. Sometimes it can be really good, and sometimes it's actually good to say to yourself, hey, normally part of my well-being is being up, being clean, being dressed, being out of my room and getting on with my day, even if I spend the day sitting on the couch doing self-care, right? But it's out of bed because that's normally part of my routine. That's the thing that's important. You're allowed to not be doing that. You're allowed to have a different set of rules, a different set of aims when you're unwell than when you're well, right? It's really important to remember that your needs and kind of what will make a difference changes depending on what's happening with your physical health, right? So if you're someone who likes talking, if you're like me, likes talking and you have like you have phone calls with people or you go see people or you chat lots, but you have a sore throat, you're not going to be wanting to do that because it hurts. And if you keep trying to do it because actually you think, hey, that normally makes me feel better, it's just actually going to make, A, it's going to make your throat hurt more and it's possibly going to make you sick for longer because you're not resting it, so it's not going to be able to heal. But it's just, it's actually not going to give you the joy or the oomph that it normally would, right? Because it's hurting at the same time. And possibly you sound a bit interesting. So whoever you're talking to is constantly saying to you, are you okay? Do you need a glass of water? What's happening? So it doesn't give that oomph. It doesn't give, it doesn't feed you like the spoons, the good stuff, or the energy at the time that it normally would, right? So it's so important to go through and find kind of that good level of doing the things that you know make a difference, having like some space to be gentle and compassionate to yourself and take like change where your self-care goes. Change it from like just a combination of your mental and emotional well-being, your physical well-being, your social well-being and your spiritual well-being, which is kind of, if we're looking at Te Whare Tipa Whā is kind of the option, how we kind of phrase it, right? It's kind of all of you gets looked after. If you're physically unwell, focusing on the physical and doing what you can in the others is really important to do and is totally okay. You're not failing. You're not doing anything wrong. You are doing absolutely the right thing, right? And I so know that it's how we talk to ourselves makes such a huge difference. So if we actually talk to ourselves like, hey, this sucks, but we can get through it. Let's just do this one little thing and maybe we can try something else. Or if you just get up and walk to the other end of the house and have a big glass of water, you're allowed to come back to bed and lie down and groan like for the next hour, right? You know, bribery and corruption is completely legitimate when it's talking about getting you to do self-care and it's just telling yourself, hey, I can have another lemonade ice block if I actually manage to get up and walk to the bathroom, right? Whatever it takes for you to get there. And it's about like, you know, reminding ourselves that this will pass, like we will get through this. It really sucks while we're doing it, and you're allowed to be emotional and be sad or angry or frustrated about the things that you're missing out on because you are physically sick. It is okay to be grumpy at the fact that you're missing out on stuff and you're not able to do things. And it's that thing of finding that balancing act between acknowledging this sucks and it's not good and I'm not happy about it, but actually, right now, I physically can't. It's not going to make it better if I don't stop and just look after myself. So I'm going to stop and look after myself. And it's just going to be however long it takes, we're going to do that. right? And so it's working our way through that and getting there. And sometimes what happens is like being physically unwell does cause us to just feel absolutely miserable, and we're not able to kind of find some of those nice words to say to ourselves, some of that compassionate way of being. And so we need someone external to be able to talk to us and remind us that, hey, you too can get through this. And yes, it legitimately, being physically unwell does affect your mental and emotional health. You're not making it up. You're not being lazy. You're not being broken. That is actually what happens. And hey, maybe these are some things you could try. And sometimes we don't have anyone around us that we can talk to about that. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play a series of support lines. So if you ever find yourself needing to reach out to talk to someone, you'll have an idea of who you can talk to, what they do, and what time they're available. So grab a pen and paper and write these down in case you ever need them. So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so need to talk. 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and their service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text. 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're the other, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight, and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a gay and lesbian outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline Their number is 0800 688 5463. Now, don't stress if you missed any of those contact details from any of those support lines. We do play, myself and Hayesa do play that at the end of every show of Fighting Stigma. So if you missed any of those and you want to catch up, grab them. You can come back either next week on Thursday at midday on Free FM 89.0 and listen to Fighting Stigma. We also have a repeat on Friday at 5:30 a.m. if that's a time of day that you're awake. I am not. We also have a repeat on Sunday at 3:30 p.m. which is definitely more of my relaxing and listening to the radio time. You can also find a whole lot of the shows on the Free FM website, which is freefm.org.nz. You can also find us on Spotify. Just go into Spotify and look up Fighting Stigma, and you'll see myself and Hayesa, our smiling faces, and you'll be able to listen to any of the shows that are on there. And we always try and have the title of the show, so what the theme, what the topic is that we talked about, so it gives you an idea of which ones to look at if there's something you're trying to find some support around. But any of those shows will have that series of support lines, so you can find and copy those down, like, and listen, especially if you're getting it off the Free FM website or Spotify. You can obviously stop and play as many times as you need to be able to get through them and write it all down. But that's pretty much all we have time for today. So I'm hoping that that's given you some insight into kind of how to be gentle with yourself, how to be caring when you're having a physical unwellness, and reminding ourselves that, hey, physical well-being really impacts our mental and emotional well-being. And if we want to, like, it's really important to be gentle and kind to ourselves, like we would be with a friend, so that it really helps us get through it. Because actually, it may be you actually get through the physical unwellness and then you're just, like, emotionally and mentally just feeling really down because we haven't been nice to ourselves. So hopefully that's given you a few ideas of how to be kind and gentle with yourself in the future. But from us all here, take care.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. Things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.